Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and I'm here to answer your colour and style questions that have been sent in. The first one's from Doris. She says, I seem to have a full wardrobe, but nothing matches. I have no plan when shopping. Now, you are not alone, Doris. This is not uncommon. And this is because there's a few reasons why that this can happen. Number one, you don't have a plan. And so you have no strategy. You don't know what you need. You don't know what you have. And so you end up buying random things that catch your eye. And this is where I think getting a style education is so important, because it helps you define some criteria that you can run everything by before you make that purchase, so that you know, for example, that the color of what you're buying is going to go with things that already exist in your wardrobe. So number one thing I would do as far as your strategy goes to think about when you are shopping, to stop you from this random purchasing, which means you end up with this wardrobe full of clothes and nothing to wear, is to find your best color palette. Because when you have clothes that work together, when they are in harmony, the colors are in harmony, it's actually not too hard to put outfits together. And so one of the things I know, that whenever I buy anything new, I know I already have a whole load of other items in my wardrobe that that piece will go with, because I know the colors work together. So it is really makes life so much easier when you are shopping. It also cuts out an awful lot of stuff in the shops. At the moment, you're feeling like you could buy potentially anything, and so you probably have a real hodgepodge wardrobe. But when you actually start sticking with a color palette, yeah, it reduces the range of choices in the shop. So it's less overwhelming when you shop, because you have fewer things to choose from. One of the things I already always notice whenever I go overseas and I go into a supermarket, for example, and there's a million different flavors that we don't have here, and then I'm feeling overwhelmed of which flavor do I go for, because I have no experience with the flavors here. So it can feel overwhelming when you have too much choice. But when you have that color palette, when you have a palette that you know works for you and that you know your other clothes are in, that actually then reduces choices. And our brains don't want to have too many choices. It's too overwhelming for them. So when you're getting there in the morning in front of your wardrobe and there's so much stuff, your brain's just overwhelmed with all this choice. But at least if you have done some like reducing of that choice to at least colors, then you'll find that those colors will work together. You can pull a few things out, and their chance of working together is so much greater than when you have every color under the sun. And that's just one extra thing that you are trying to deal with in the mornings when you're trying to get dressed. I mean, there are so many other things, the styles, the colors, the personality, you know, the shapes. There's so many things that go into these style choices. And this is why you need the style education to get you your own strategy. But start with color. It is a great place to start. Get a color analysis and discover the colors that work for you, so that at least then you can start reducing that kind of decision fatigue that you're getting every day. My next question comes from Maxine, and who has a similar issue. My biggest challenge is a lack of time. Nah, not alone. And although I have managed to edit my wardrobe a bit of late, I have really struggled to know how to put outfits together that work naturally. So when we're thinking about putting outfits together, there are a few strategies that we need to think about. So number one is, you know, are these clothes that work for me? So there are a few principles of coordination that are worth knowing about. So our principles of coordination are things like the principle of volume. So this is where if you have one voluminous item, make the other item you're wearing more fitted. That's a really easy principle of coordination to follow. So, and I've seen this in wardrobes where everything is voluminous and so nothing works together, or you know, so then it becomes really hard to get dressed. So this is the thing, when fashions change like they currently are at the moment, we're really in a state of flux at the moment as far as the shape of trousers and jeans. We've gone from having skinny everything, and now we've got wide leg, boot cut, straight cut, you know, like even still skinnies are around. There's every kind of shape out there. And what happens is when you're wearing skinny jeans, that's a fitted garment. And so we've worked for more voluminous tops, the bigger blazers, the oversized blazers, you know, the bigger sweaters and jumpers, those sorts of things. They have worked well with that streamlined slim bottom. But now suddenly you go out and you buy some wide pants and those big oversized blazers, those more loose fitting jumpers, they just don't work so well. And we have to actually change the proportions up. And so we have to change that principle of volume. So if we're going to go for a wider pant, we need a more fitted and shorter top. So this is where we may have had a longer jacket and top with the skinny jeans. Now we need a shorter and more fitted top to go with the wide leg. So understanding that, yeah, that principle of volume, that's one of those coordination principles, is really helpful when we're thinking about how do I coordinate things in my wardrobes. Now, there's lots of other principles of coordination as well when we're thinking about the levels of refinement. How do I put things together? So there's three levels of refinement. There's our kind of more formal, more dressy clothes, our in-between smart casual, and then our outdoor leisure, our very casual to outdoor leisure. And we can mix level one with level two and level two with level three, but one and three don't really work together. And so this is why sometimes it's thinking about, well, what's this level of refinement? But also too, is that mixing these levels is a really great way of getting more mileage, particularly from our more formal clothes. That if I put up, you know, something I might normally save for something fancier, with my pair of jeans, I can dress up that pair of jeans. It's a really easy way of creating. This is where we get that smart casual, that relaxed business. The business casual is dress a more formal garment with a more relaxed one, but don't go down to that outdoor leisure category. That's too much of a jump and it just tends to look odd. But there is lots of different things we want to learn about putting outfits together. I have an outfit masterclass, which gives you all sorts of tools inside to help you put together outfits, because I know it is one of those things that I can teach you these other principles of coordination. I teach you all about thinking about your personality and how you can think about putting outfits together in a way that is relevant to you, because this is something we need to figure out of what actually works for us, rather than just copying somebody else, because we might copy somebody else, but we feel like it doesn't really feel like me. And so what we want to do is find the ways of putting things together, create our own criteria, create our own strategy, create our own outfit formulas or our own, you know, uniform formulas as such, but still having the variety that we need so we don't get bored. So just something to think about there. Last question today comes from Louise. She says, I struggle with simplifying my wardrobe. I know what I look good in, but I want to look good in other styles. So I buy them and never wear them because they don't fit my style. I constantly have a wardrobe full of clothes and nothing to wear. I get overwhelmed and then toss or donate clothes I've hardly worn, which breaks my heart as it's an expensive exercise. I have FOMO where style is concerned. I long for a sleek minimal wardrobe like the ones I see on Instagram with sophisticated neutrals, but I'm frightened to take the plunge in case I still have nothing to wear. I've tried mini capsules such as the 10x10, but get bored easily. I need a personal shopper and life coach to give me my life and sanity back. Now, there's a whole bunch of things in here, Louise, that you are struggling with. So one is, it's this FOMO. It's this, oh, there's a new garment out. There's a new trend out. I've got to try it on. And this happens when we don't really know our own style criteria. We don't really know how our personality influences our style. We don't really know what really works for us. So it says you know what works for you, but you keep buying outside of this, which makes me think like you haven't actually defined that criteria quite enough, because otherwise you'd go, you know, that's just not for me. I can appreciate it on other people. And this is the thing I think I want you to do, is think about how you can appreciate things on other people, but know they are not for you. Like, I love fit and flare shapes. I wish I could wear them. They are for other people. They are not for my body shape. And I have learned that the hard way, because I have too spent and wasted money on the wrong clothes before I learned my criteria, before I learned that it's never going to work. So knowing what does and doesn't work and what's never going to work, so just avoiding it, is really important. Also personality, where it doesn't feel like you, or what is your lifestyle? How do you actually spend your time, and what are the things you can actually wear that suit your lifestyle and your style? This is also really important to think about, because you know what? We can have this dream lifestyle, and I do see people shopping for their imagined dream lifestyle. And of course, those clothes never get worn because they haven't got this, you know, there's no red carpet in their life potentially. They've got nowhere to wear those clothes. So this is where it's worth really understanding your lifestyle and how you spend your time and what you really need. And as much as you, you know, you want to have those clothes and that lifestyle, you've realized an expensive mistake and you feel guilty for it. And this is where too, that really going, I can appreciate it on other people. Think about those clothes as if you were in a gallery and like a museum where you are not allowed to take the things home. These are not things you can take home. You can go, you can appreciate them, but they're not for you. They're not for your lifestyle. They're not for your body. They're not for you to take home. They're not your style, but it doesn't mean you can't appreciate them on other people. Sometimes it's taking a new perspective and changing how you think about your style in that way too. But really getting those style criteria nailed down and then saying, if it doesn't meet my criteria, I don't take it home, is going to save you so much expense in the long run. And this is where often we think, you know, like we don't understand the value of getting that style education. We don't understand this, but in fact, we end up spending way more money on clothes we don't wear that we end up giving away or, you know, donating, whatever, than the actual cost of the education. So this is why I'm so passionate about helping you get that style education, because I know how much it will actually save you over your lifetime. And it is hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially. So this is one of those things that I think, get the style education, get your criteria nutted out, understand what works for you. It really does make shopping easier. It does make those decisions easier. There's no point in having a wardrobe full of clothes that you don't wear, that you don't have the lifestyle for, that it's not your personality, that you love the idea of, but they're not really you. Let us appreciate them on other people. Let us enjoy them on other people, but you don't have to have them in your wardrobe. And just because another fashion trend's come along and somebody said, everybody needs this thing in my wardrobe, doesn't mean it's for you. And a really important thing, you are saying you get bored when you've tried those capsules, which means you are someone who needs more possibilities, not less. So if you limit yourself to those capsules, you'll actually be pretty unhappy. I have plenty of clients who have thrown it all out for a capsule wardrobe and then been really unhappy because they get bored. They need more variety. And so this is why knowing that, you know, a capsule works for some people, but not everybody. And you know, that all neutral thing that you're seeing all over Instagram, it works for some people, but not everybody. And this is to do with your own colouring, your own personality, that just going neutral may not be the right choice for you. It could actually feel stultifying and boring. And I would die if I only got to wear neutral clothes. I am so much happier when I wear colour. And you know, today I've got actually cobalt blue pants on, which match my earrings. So even though you're seeing the neutral up here, it's because I'm doing a colour analysis in an hour. But I don't just wear all neutrals most of the time. And you know what? People love seeing other people in colour. It gets very boring just seeing people in neutrals. You actually become forgettable in neutrals. What's really interesting is research has shown that we remember a coloured experience 70% more than a neutral experience. So you will just, if you just wear neutrals, you'll disappear into the background and be forgotten. Just blend in. Rather, you want to stand out, you want to be seen, you want to be noticed for all the right reasons. Wear some colors, wear the right colors for you. It makes all the difference. So this is where we need to understand ourselves, our personality, our coloring, you know, all those sorts of things, our body, our lifestyle, they all come together. It's all part of the style puzzle, and we need to understand what it is for us that we are looking for so we don't get this FOMO, so that we can easily say no to those things that aren't us, because it's when we don't have this, this is when we're lured in by the retailers, we're lured in by the other Instagram people telling us that we have to have something, because we actually don't know any better. We think that this is going to be the new magical garment that solves all our fashion and style woes. But there's no magical thing out there that works for everybody, which is why you need to figure out for yourself what really works. So thank you all for your questions, and thank you too for watching. And if you do want that style education, I urge you to join 7 Steps to Style, which is your full style education, unlike anything you'll get anywhere else. It covers everything you actually need to know. And it goes with you for the rest of your life as well. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.